আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome to this series of programs called Call to Righteousness. I believe this is episode 3. In the previous episode we mentioned a hadith, and at the end of the hadith it said that there will be a large number of deviant and non-practicing scholars who will cause serious harm surrounding all Muslims, like a thing is encircled by something else. And it talks there about those deviant scholars that will cause chaos in our society today. But we need to remember this, viewers on the channel, that the dars and the Quran and hadith and sunnah inspiring speeches that are delivered by rightly guided scholars, by the correct scholars, must not be criticized here in the above commentary. In fact, the dars and speeches of these true scholars are a fountain of guidance for us. And I'm going to give you an example here. It is stated that Sayyidina Hatim Asim Rahmatullah Ta'ala, who is once delivering a speech in Balkh, and he said during the speech, he made a dua during the speech. He made a dua for the well-wishers of the sinners. He said, O Allah, by your grace, forgive the biggest sinner of the ishtama. Now in that ishtama, in that sunnah-inspired gathering, there was a shroud stealer. And a shroud stealer is someone that, what used to happen, viewers of the channel, and I'm hopeful that it doesn't happen now, is that when people were buried, people used to, that night of the burial, they used to dig up the grave and they used to steal the shroud. Astaghfirullah. They used to steal the shroud so that they could sell the shroud as well. So there used to be shroud stealers that at the night when someone was buried, they used to do this. How unfortunate are those people? But in this particular gathering, there was a shroud stealer. He was there and he was also present in that ishtama. And also he took part in the dua, etc., etc. At night, he went to the graveyard to steal another shroud. And as soon as he dug the grave, as soon as he started to dig the grave, he heard a voice echoing from the ghaib. O shroud stealer, you have been forgiven today in the ishtama of Hatim Asim. Why are you committing this sin again tonight? Listening to this, he wept and repented of his sins sincerely. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Mother Channel, we can see from this that how fortunate are those people that get the opportunity to attend those gatherings and get the du'as forgiven. But unfortunately nowadays, if you visit Mother Channel, what happens is that we've come so distant away from the Islamic teachers. And so what happens nowadays is rather than adopting the teachings of Islam, rather than adopting the etiquettes of Islam, rather than following the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to adopt the teachings or the ways of the non-Muslims. And we're proud about it. And we'll try and copy their hairstyles, we'll try and copy their beard coats, we'll try and copy their hairstyles, we'll try and wear the earrings because they're wearing the earrings. So you see men now, astaghfirullah, wearing earrings even though it is haram. Why? Because certain people that they class as their role models, they are wearing earrings. We see people wearing certain clothes, and we see that these so-called role models are unfortunately become those people in society which instigate fashion. So whatever they're doing, you will copy them. You'll copy their clothes, you'll copy their hairstyle, you'll copy their beard style, you'll copy whatever accessories they wear, you'll try and have a car like them, you'll try and have a watch like them, whatever they are. And isn't it sad that these people have become our role models? When our true role model is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When our true guidance is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his guide and his companions. But unfortunately, we're ashamed of doing that. We're ashamed of adopting the beard on our face. We're ashamed of having the Imam al-Sharif on our head. And you know what it will take? You know, it's sad to say this, that it only needs one of these false role models that you look up to now, these people that you admire and you respect now. If all of a sudden one day they wake up and they grow a beard, you will grow a beard. If one day they wake up and they start wearing the Imam al-Sharif, you start wearing the Imam al-Sharif. But then you're not doing it for the right intention. You're doing the intention because XYZ sports star, XYZ film star is doing it. rather than doing it because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing it. And that is something that we need to ponder over, viewers of Mother Channel, that who are our role models? Who are the people that we look up to? Who are the people that we aspire to? Who are the people that we follow? And you know, you need to look at your friends, you need to look at your gatherings, viewers of Mother Channel, that who are these people? You know, if I was to ask you now that, if you were to think about your friends now, what pictures come to your mind? You know, what activities come to your mind? You know, if it's the sisters that are watching now, is it the activity, oh, where we gather together and we gossip and we talk about makeup and we talk about clothes and we talk about other people's wives and we talk about other people's husbands and we're gossiping and we're biting and we're doing all these sorts of things and collating all of these sins? If, for example, a brother here, and these are just examples, I'm not trying to generalize here, viewers of the channel, so don't, please forgive me if it feels like I'm generalizing, but I'm just trying to give you an example. If, for example, it is our brothers here that when you think of your friends, you think, oh, it's a good night out on Friday night, we're going to pick up the car, you know, fast car, we'll go there to the party, there'll be a bit of weed, we'll go to a shisha place, we'll do this, we'll have a bit of fun, there'll be a bit of music, there'll be some girls there, we'll have a good time. Think to yourself, as far as the akhirah is concerned, what benefit will you get from that? But if, sisters and brothers here included, when you think about your friends, when you think about your gathering, you think about people that teach you the Quran and the Sunnah, you teach about those people that invite you to the Sunnah inspired Ijtima, you talk about those people that try and rectify, try and help you to sort yourself out. And if that is the case, then you have chosen your lives, your friends properly. And this is why we say, viewers of Mother Channel, that attach yourself to the environment of Dawah Islami. Dawah Islami is an environment that helps rectify people. Dawah Islami is an environment that is constantly calling people to righteousness. Dawah Islami is an environment where we try to rectify ourselves and rectify the people of the whole world. And that is the mission statement of Dawah Islami. I'm just going to give you a small incident here that took place as a result of, you know, how someone sorted themselves out, basically. He said that, I was living in an area of Malir in Karachi in Pakistan. And he said, unfortunately, I'd fallen in love with a girl, which had thrown me into the dark cave of sins. One day, I heard that she had been married to someone else. This news made my life like hell. He says, eventually, like thousands of other unsuccessful lovers playing into Shaitan's hands, I became a drug addict. Alcohol, opium, and heroin. Allahu Akbar. Astaghfirullah. He said that there wouldn't hardly be any intoxicant that I had not taken, wrongly assuming it to be a means of seeking comfort. So what happens is people, they think they're getting comfort from these intoxicants. He goes on to say, extremely disappointed and sad, I attempted suicide many times. I tried to kill myself. I drank chemical, petrol, and even acid. He even drank acid, he said, but my death time had not yet come. He said, how great the divine benevolence, how great is Allah Azza wa Jal, that despite my countless sins, Allah Azza wa Jal did not close the door of mercy for me. How I was blessed that once I met a devotee of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was attached to the environment of Dawah Islami. His politeness and courtesy gave me a great zest, i.e. an interest in life. He took me to the masjid on the 29th of Shaban al-Mu'azzam, and by his efforts, and I had the privilege of attending Fazana Madina, which is the Murkus of Dawah Islami in Karachi. He said, I was amazed to see the spiritual atmosphere there. Seeing the Islamic brothers wearing the turbans, I was very delighted with my faith being refreshed. He said, then, as a result of that, I repented from my sins. I attended the 30-day itikaf. For 30 days I spent in the masjid. He said, as a sinful person was now observing my siyam by fasting during the month of Ramadan. I, as a sinful person, was now reading my five times of namaz. And by the blessings of the Madani environment, I got rid of the crazy and love fulfilled thoughts. I adorned my face with a beard. I had the turban on my head. I had the sunnah inspired clothing. And I also became a regular offer in the five daily prayers. And he says, at the time of this, writing this publicly, he said, I'm taking part in the Madani activities, trying to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Mother Channel, no matter how deep you've gone into the well of sins, no matter how fast the flowing river is of sins that you are flowing in, Dawah Islami is acting like a dam there. It's stopping this flow. It's helping you. Dawah Islami can pull you out of that well of sins. Dawah Islami can pull you out of that fast flowing river of sins. But you need to take the step forward, viewers of Mother Channel. You need to come forward, attach yourself to this environment. And you see that these are many examples that were people, as a result of losing their haya, they're committing all sorts of sins. And we see nowadays, you know, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you lose your haya, then do whatever you want. And the sins of adultery, the sins of these sorts of acts are everywhere to be seen now. Be it as a result of people, you know, social media, be it as a result of the internet, be it as a result of whatever, where all these avenues are now being used to lose our haya, to lose our haya and take us away from the deen of Islam. And as a result of that, we're seeing, you know, the sin of adultery happening everywhere. And we need to realize that what this is happening to us, that these sins are accumulating on our board, and we need to make a change in our lives. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, I'm going to give you now a speech, and hopefully this will inspire piety inside ourselves and remove heedlessness. And what is heedlessness, viewers of the channel, before I continue? Heedlessness, you know, the Urdu word is ghaflat, that, you know, you try to just ignore it. You try and pretend it doesn't exist. You try and pretend it's not happening. And so we cover ourselves, we blink at ourselves and think, no, this is not a problem. These things aren't happening. We live our lives in heedlessness. We live our lives thinking, nah, it's okay. It's not a problem. We'll sort it out later. I'll do it later. I'll become a namazi when I'm 50. I'll become a namazi when I'm 60. I'll start going to the masjid when I retire. I'll do this. I'll do this. I'll do this. And all our lives just happens. And what happens is eventually your lives disappear and you've not done any of this. So hopefully, inshallah, I'm going to try the words of this buzurg, the words of this pious predecessor, and hopefully make a change in us. It is written in the book, Shukr Ke Fazail, which is a book that's published by Dawat Islami, which again you can download. On page 32 and 33, it says that whilst delivering a speech, Sayyidina Imam Al-Zahi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, once said, O people, by means of worldly favors, protect yourselves from the heart-burning fire of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, you are living at such a home, i.e. the mortal world, where even a long stay is actually very short. Allahu Akbar. You have been sent here for a fixed period of time as successors of those who turn towards the beauties and charms of the world. They cut even mountains and rocks and used to wander in cities. They were strong with pillar-like bodies. They lived longer than you and were taller than you. They left behind great signs in the world. Despite all this, they were soon forgotten and their signs were erased. The houses were demolished and there is not one to mention them now. You neither see them nor listen to them. They had relied on false hopes and spent days and nights in heedlessness. Then divine punishment is inflicted upon them at night, leaving them lying on their faces in the homes in the morning. Those who survived could do nothing except seeing in surprise divine punishment, loss of favors and demolished houses. This serves you as Mother Channel as a lesson to those who fear severe torment and have divine fear for their hearts. Now your life is also very short, he says. The world is an impermanent. It is not a permanent state either. In the present age, tolerance, forgiveness and politeness seem to have disappeared. All that left is mud of evils, horrors of torments, signs of torments, storms of sins, consecutive earthquakes, grief, despair and wicked successors. The evil effects of their misdeeds have emerged in lands and sea. You must not follow those who spent lives fulfilling the desires and were deceived by long hopes. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He include us in those who keep their vow, recognize the actual abode and are always prepared for it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Mother Channel, a lot of pearls of wisdom there for us. If only we reflect. Otherwise you're going to think, well, it's just a few words there. You didn't say anything. But he did. He made us think to ourselves that, you know, where are we going? Look around you. Famous people, wealthy people, politicians, scientists, whatever you want, you name it. The most famous person in the world, whoever it is. The most richest person in the world, the cleverest person in the world, the wisest person in the world. Within 100 years time, he'll be gone. And if I was to ask you, who were the richest people in the world 100 years ago? Who were the film stars 100 years ago? Who were the sports stars 100 years ago? You probably won't know who they are. Yeah, you know them today. But within 100 years, their memory's gone. They're forgotten. They're forgotten. And so they've lived for a dunya. They've strived for a dunya. They've tried to make whatever they can in this dunya. But what have they really achieved? What have they really achieved? They're forgotten. The houses, the mansions that they lived in, either they're demolished or they're owned by someone else. And in most cases, they're demolished. After 100 years, 150 years, they become old houses and they're demolished. Except for the few houses that we see. But the majority of houses are just demolished. And so a famous person lived here, a famous person lived there. There's no sign of it. There's not even a sign of it there now. And unfortunately, these same famous people that we talk about, that we aspire to, that we class as role models today, if you look at their graves from 100 years ago, 150 years ago, people don't even know where the graves are now. But look at the pious predecessors of Islam. Those people who struggled and strived their whole lives to make a change, to call people to the path of righteousness, to call people towards the deen, to call people towards the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even today we go to the graves and do dua there. Even there, today we go to the graves so we can get blessings there. Is this not happening? You don't see these gatherings at the graves of famous football players. You don't see these gatherings at the graves of famous film stars. But you see it at the graves, at the mazars, at the mausoleums of the pious people of the past. Viewers of Mother Channel, we need to change, we need to reflect and think to ourselves. Where are our lives going? What is our mission in life? What are we trying to achieve? Look around you. And don't make these people your false role models. And you know, unfortunately, when it comes to sport, when it comes to certain individuals, we have these people that, sad to say, unfortunately, it happens in some cases, that we copy them in every way, we follow them in every way, we try to get their autograph, we try to get their pictures, we try to read everything about them, we'll read the autobiographies about them, we'll read all about their lifestyle, where they were born, what education they want, we'll read all about them. But all those people that are watching today, that you have read autobiographies about famous personalities in this world, be that famous personality a politician, be that famous personality be a film star, a cricketer, a footballer, how many of you have led the seed of the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many of you have read about the life of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They are your true heroes. They are your true role models. They are your true people that we need to look up and follow. Okay, for knowledge, find out about these people. But how many of you know about the true people that we need to follow? Unfortunately, we don't. We don't know this. And again, we need to reflect on where we are, what we are doing, and where we're going. Viewers of Mother Channel, we need to remember as well, and it's something that I'm going to constantly say during this series of programs, and I think you probably see in every series of programs, that namaz is fard upon every sane and adult male and female person. And the one who offers salah, he is the one that deserves paradise. Whereas the one who misses even a single salah willingly deserves the torment of fire for 1,000 years. The drinker and the gambler are disgraced in the world as well as in the hereafter and deserve a horrible torment in the hellfire. On the night of the ascension, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the night of the ascension, the Rasul of the Rahmah, he saw that those disobedient to their parents were hanging with the branches of fire. There are a lot of rights of neighbors. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one whose neighbor is not safe from his harm will not enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. These are just some of the sins, viewers of Mother Channel, that unfortunately we've got involved in. That we don't read our namaz now. We can't find time to read our namaz. We can find time to spend time with our friends. We can sit down with them. Yes, we've got time with them. But we haven't got time for our friends. We haven't got time to read our namaz 5 times a day. You know, I remember once, I think I mentioned it before, we were sat with a solicitor. We went to see a solicitor. And we were calling him to the path of righteousness. We were calling to him to the ishtamaz. And he said to me, I'll never forget it, he said that, you know, brother, I'm a solicitor. And you know when you get a phone call, you look at the phone call and you think, yeah, that'll be a quick call. I'll take it. Or then you look at it and you think, you know what, that's going to be a half hour call. I'll take it later on. He said, but as a solicitor, I need to take them calls. And he said, many and many times, I'll see the call and think, yeah, it's only a 5 minute call, this one, I'll quickly take it. But that 5 minute call turns into a 10 minute call, 15 minute, 20, 25 minute. Even it can turn into a 1 hour call. He said, but I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered because I realize that that's my duty. He said, but when it comes to namaz, then I think to myself, 5 minutes? I ain't got 5 minutes. I ain't got 5 minutes for this. I ain't got 5 minutes for that. I ain't got 10 minutes for this. But when it comes to a call, I think to myself, I've got 5 minutes. And if it turns into an hour, I'm not bothered. But when it comes to namaz, if that goes longer, I'm bothered. In the same way of using with the child, when you attend a sunnah-inspired ishtama, and if, for example, the people invite you and say, look, it'll be 1.5 hours, inshallah, just 1.5 hours, please come to the masjid for 1.5 hours. It'll be 2 hours or it'll be 1 hour, whatever time they give you, and you say, okay, I'll come for that 1.5 hours. And then when it overruns, and obviously the mubalik, they try not to overrun, but sometimes it overruns, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, let's exaggerate and say, okay, it's overrun 15 minutes. What happens is your nafs starts complaining. You said it'd only be 1.5 hours. Yeah, you said it'd only be that long. It went on for 1 hour and 45. I ain't got that kind of time. What is that? You know, I ain't got this. And you start complaining. But when it comes to a football match, when it comes to a cricket match, if that ever goes to extra time, if that ever goes on longer, you're not bothered. because you've not said, yeah, this is good. I'll stay here. I'll watch this football game. Yes, I'll stay here. And you only plan to be there for 1.5 hours. You only plan to be there for 2 hours. But it's gone on. There's extra time. No problem. I'll stay here. But when it comes to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, why is it that when it comes to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they say that you have to stay there an extra 15 minutes? This is not on, man. You know? Extra 15, I ain't got time for this. Ask yourselves. Ask yourselves, why is this happening, viewers on the channel? Why is this happening, viewers on the channel? Why are we not have this inside us that we feel comfortable in the house of Allah? Why is it that we continue to commit the sin of not reading our namaz? In that, we mentioned earlier on that those people again will be disobedient to their parents. Those people are going to be disobedient to their parents. They will be severely punished in the hellfire. But are we bothered? Are we concerned? Do we even visit our parents? Do we even give time to our parents? Do we even look at them at all? Or do we think, okay, you know, they're my inheritance. Yeah, can't wait for them to die and then I can put them, you know, I can get that money. You know, there was a doctor, he said to me, and he was a quite senior doctor. He said to me that he went to see his senior doctor. And he said that my manager, is on approximately £150,000 a year. That's how much money he earns, £150,000 a year. And he said to me that, you know, we were talking, I was asking how his family was, how he went. He said to me that, oh, my mother, she suffers from arthritis, yeah? And she has swelling of the bones and the muscles and it causes a lot of pain. And I said to him that, you know, alhamdulillah, the technology is there, the medicine is there, that the people can take this and they can live a normal life. That, so if you, you know, I'm assuming that your mama is taking that medicine. And he said, yeah, she is taking it, but I think she's just eating away at my inheritance. Eating away at my inheritance, that the longer she lives, the more of my inheritance that she's eating away, the more of my inheritance that she's wasting. And so for him, he's just thinking to himself, the quicker she dies, the quicker I can get that inheritance. Even though he's earning £150,000 a year. Again, is that how low we've become? Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul, I mentioned earlier on, he said that the one whose neighbor is not safe from his harm will not enter paradise. Again, this is the beauty of Islam, viewers of my channel, that it gives rights to your neighbors as well. And how do we treat our neighbors? Are our neighbors happy with us? You know, or are we making so much noise, we're throwing rubbish into the streets, we're causing so much chaos from them, we're causing them problems? Do we look after our neighbors? Or, unfortunately, we've got to that state nowadays, viewers of my channel, that a neighbor can pass away. We don't even know about it. How many times do we hear in the news that, you know, they had to break into the house and they found out someone had passed away 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, the person's body has been rotting away there and nobody even knows about it. Where were our neighbors? Why did we not look out for each other? Viewers on the channel, we need to reflect and think of where we're going. And this is the beauty of Islam, that Islam gives us a whole prospectus, a whole manual for the whole of our life of how to deal with each situation. So viewers on the channel, just to sum up what I've said so far, attend the sunnah inspired ishtamas, take the blessings of them. If they go on a little bit longer, okay, so be it. Read your namaz 5 times a day. And this is something that, you know, whenever you switch on Madani channel, you'll hear all of the mubaligh say to you, read your namaz. That is a must. Yeah, and nowadays, if a person reads the namaz, we think, oh, Baran Ekabangay, he's become very pious, he's reading the namaz. No, he's acting like a Muslim, viewers on the channel. He's acting like a Muslim by reading his namaz 5 times a day. Namaz is a duty upon each and every one of us. If you miss one namaz, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, delivery, your name will be written on the door of the hellfire. Are we bothered about that? No, we're not. But if I was to find you, I can't. But if I was to fine you, let's say £5, just £5. £5, let's say $5, let's say 50 rupees, let's say 10 rand, wherever we are watching this. Let's say whatever it is, dollars, $10, $5. If I was to fine you $5 for every namaz that you miss, you tell me how many namazes would you miss? And if the technology existed that I could monitor you to make sure that you read your namaz, and you were aware of it, in the same way that the technology exists to monitor our speeds on the road, to monitor where we're going through red lights, if the technology exists to monitor you, whether you read your namaz, and I find you $5, 50 rupees for every namaz that you miss, you tell me, how many would you miss? Not a single one. Not a single one. Why? Because you know that you don't want to be paying this fine. You don't want to be paying that fine of 50 rupees. You don't want to be paying that fine of $5, £5. But you're willing to pay the fine on the day of judgment. You're willing to pay the fine in the hellfire. You're willing to take that. You're not willing to do this. And with regard to the hellfire views on the channel, we mentioned it before, that if all of the afflictions, all of the illnesses, all of the problems in this dunya came into one person, that if you as an individual views on the channel, imagine every single disease that's in this dunya, every single problem that a person faces, every single one of them came into you, just you, it would be nothing in comparison to the lightest punishment in the hellfire. But you're willing to take that. You shouldn't be, because you can't. The punishment will be so severe, viewers of Money Channel, when we're in that hellfire. Can you even imagine what it will be like? You know, these are realities, viewers of Money Channel. I think we have these boxes in our heads. You know, these psychologists, they say that you have boxes in your head, in your brain, that where you store certain things. You store, you know, your education, you store your experiences, you store your trips, or whatever. And there's a box there that's for deen. One is very rarely opened. And then there's another box there for death. The box of death, where you know about death, but you don't want to open that box. You don't want to look in that box. You don't want to think about death, because it's something that you just don't want to know about. You close your eyes, you close your ears to it, and you don't think about it. And yet, death is the one thing that is around us all the time. All those other things that you have, these other boxes that you have, are not there all the time, but death is around us every single day. Go to every graveyard and you can see the graves increasing. But we try and ignore it. And then when we have a funeral and you attend the funeral and you look at the dead body and you think to yourself, okay, he's passed away. And that's all you think. He's passed away. Now we're going to see him again. But those fortunate people, there are some fortunate people who look at the dead body and think, you know what, that's him. Could be me. It could be me. But how long does that thought last? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? Half an hour, you've just seen a person died, you've just seen a person, you just load a person into that dark and lonely grave. You put him there where he's going to be accountable for his actions. His first night in the grave, when the angels come to him and ask him the questions of the grave, where the punishment will commence, you've just lowered him there, you've walked away, and you started to commit those sins that he, if he'd committed them, he's going to be punished for. So you've not taken heed from him. You've not realized what's happening to that person at the dark and lonely grave. You've ignored it. In the same way, when we are told about what is going to happen on the bridge of Sirat, when we are told what's going to happen on the day of judgment, when we are told what's going to happen in the hellfire, what do we do about it? We just hide it, we ignore it, and we forget about it. We need to wake up, viewers of my channel. We need to think about this, that where are we going? Where are we going? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of my channel, is a time to reflect. This dunya is not a time for accountability. This dunya is a time for deeds. The akhirat is a time for accountability. And on that, whilst you are here, you can perform as many deeds as you want, good and bad. You have been given the freedom. But on the day of judgment, you won't be able to perform any good deeds. And you'll be accountable for that. Think to yourself, viewers of Money Channel, where am I going? What am I doing? What is happening to me? If the angel of death would come to me right now, what would my book of deeds look like? Is it something that I'm ready to be exposed on the day of judgment when my book of deeds is ready to be opened? Am I happy with that book of deeds? Have I done enough? Number one, you've never done enough. It'll only be through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that you enter paradise. Number two, if you think you've done a lot of good deeds, how do you know that them good deeds are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Number three, what about all those sins that you've committed, that you pushed to the back of your mind? Where are they gone? Have you forgotten about them? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Something that we need to reflect on, viewers of Money Channel. And so, whilst we are in this dunya, we need to struggle and strive. We need to sort ourselves out. Not only sort ourselves out, but help other people to sort out. And I think in one of the previous episodes I said, those good deeds that you perform are good. But if you perform a good deed that benefits anybody else, then it is better. Where your good deeds help other people as well. So isn't it our duty to put out the fire of sins? Isn't it our duty to stop that dam, that flowing, fast-flowing river, to try and stop that dam of sins so that we can protect ourselves and protect those others? And think to ourselves that this is the situation that we're in. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, save yourself and your family from that fuel who is stones and men. Save yourself and your family. But what are we doing to do that, viewers of Manichal? Allahu Akbar. The Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once excellently conveyed the call to righteousness to his companions. Whilst he was reciting Surah Taqasir, weeping with the divine fear, Sayyidina Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, the renowned and revered Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, I'm going to recite Surah At-Taqasir in front of you. Whoever amongst you weep will enter paradise. Therefore he recited it. Some of us wept and some did not. Those who could not weep, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we tried to weep, but we could not weep. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm reciting it again before you. Whoever reads for him is paradise. The one who is unable to weep should at least have a weeping look. The above hadith, it contains a heartfelt description of the call to righteousness given to us by a beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a unique way, it also shows that the greatest Rasul can give anything to anyone with divinely bestowed authority, which is why he said, whoever weeps will enter paradise. And it refers to the 8 ayats containing Surah Taqasir, stated in the last part of the Holy Quran. And the one who recites it earns the reward of reciting 1,000 ayats. And this surah, viewers of Manichal, it consists of heart-trembling description of the grave, the hereafter and the hellfire. If only we can learn its translation from Qamz al-Iman by heart, and would weep whenever we listen to it. So we're going to give you these ayats of the Quran, insha'Allah, and hopefully you can benefit from them. It is stated, the translation, the love for seeking extra wealth kept you neglectful until you reached your graves. Yes, certainly soon you will come to know. Again, yes, certainly soon you will come to know. Yes, certainly if you had known with the knowledge of certainty, you would not have loved wealth. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madinchal, read them ayats of the Quran. If you can weep, inshaAllah, then you're blessed. And if you cannot weep, then take the advice of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at least, make a face like you are weeping. Viewers of Madinchal, you've been watching the program Call to Righteousness, inshaAllah, until the next episode, we will continue on this call to righteousness, and hopefully the aim that by the end of these series of programs, we'll understand the importance of the call to righteousness. We'll understand the destruction of not calling people to the path of righteousness. And hopefully we'll learn something along the way. You've been watching the program Call to Righteousness. Until the next episode, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Come to Islam, come to the Sunnah. Islam, come to the Sunnah. It's a call to righteousness. It's a call to righteousness.